New York, 1999. Merry Christmas. I should have been startled when he spoke. The law office was dead quiet, but I'd known he was there before his voice was even in range. I had a way of knowing when he was near me. Not for a few days. I dropped my pen as if it had always been hot, and I was finally sick of the temperature. Don't rush me. Drew leaned over and kissed my forehead. I reached around his neck and pulled him down to me. I was entitled to a good, long Christmas kiss. No deposition in the world was going to deprive me of his lips. Beer, I said, before kissing him again, tasting his tongue. I just had a few. You had two. I'm getting something artisanal past the Heineken. He gave me his entire mouth, daring me to get every last flicker of flavor. I had it just as he yanked away. I'm going to take you right on the table if you don't stop. I was locating the bar you went to. He smirked and dropped into one of the mesh ergonomic chairs. His cuffs were rolled up to the elbows, showing his tattoos and forearms rippled with muscle from weekends and late nights playing guitar. He worked three blocks to the west at a small, quiet firm that had three big, needy clients.
I went to Madigan's.
He flicked away a few pages of a deposition and rested his elbow on a clean rhombus of conference table. When I stayed late in the office, I kept the light low and directed at my work. It helped me concentrate. I know. I slipped my right foot out of my shoe and put it on his lap. He caressed it. And you were with Jaewoo, who made you try what he ordered. I scrunched my face, trying to pinpoint the sharp seasonal flavor at the back of his mouth. Sweet honey and cinnamon. Glug? Are they doing glug?
Of course they are.
I slid down my chair so my heel could press the hardening flesh between his legs. Jaewoo's such an effete little bohemian. Jaewoo, one of two of Drew's bandmates, was in his 20s and treated his parents like ATMs. The only way a musician could do experimental instrumental soundscapes in dark clubs and tiny venues was if they had generous parents, a trust fund, or a career in law.
He wants us to tour this spring.
Drew didn't look at me when he said it. He considered the slopes of my foot as if he wanted to sculpt them. He was a fool if he thought that would distract me.
When are you leaving? Come on. You want me to come? That's sweet.
He finally looked at me, blue eyes dark in the night. The windows rattled against the winter wind. I wasn't going anywhere, and unfortunately, he wasn't either.
I want you to come, and you will.
He pulled my foot aside, spreading my legs and sliding me to the edge of the chair.
Right in this office.
In the wet heat of the moment, it seemed like a perfectly fine idea. No, I gasped. Home.
Losing your nerve. There's no one here.
I gripped the armrests and pulled my butt to the back of the chair. It's not my nerves I'm worried about. I don't want to lose another job. He leaned back, letting me stand and organize my stacks. He knew I could afford to lose another 10 jobs, but he respected my need to work. I loved practicing law. Loved fixing problems, putting pieces together, arguing, breaking a story down to get to the root of it. But the fact that I didn't need to work meant I didn't do well with authority. My mouth had gotten me in trouble more than once. I could have started my own firm, but not in New York. My connections were in Los Angeles, and my love had made it clear we were not moving back to LA. Drew got behind me. You should tour, I said, trying to concentrate on putting my work away while he pushed against me. You're a great lawyer, but—
I'm an adequate lawyer.
You were meant to play music.
I am playing music.
You're holding yourself back. I put the last of my files in my briefcase. His hands found my breasts and made it hard to decide if I had everything I needed to take home.
I am.
Drew was a deft subject changer, and he usually did it after he'd aroused me into bad decisions or when I was doing 10 things at once. He reached around me, laid his hands on the lid of my briefcase, and closed it. His breath was warm on my neck. His lips traced a line from my jaw to my jacket. Don't keep me up all night, I said.